This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Getting an accurate count of young homeless North Texans might mean counting them during the summer. For several years, homeless people aged 24 and younger were tallied each January. Next week brings the first ever June counts. For Luanna Fowler, becoming homeless didn't happen little by little. It happened all at once. One day she was living in a foster home. The next, she had aged out and was on the street.
When I first got homeless, I didn't have a tent. I didn't have a blanket, and it was snowing outside. So that same year that I was out there in the snow, this young guy died from freezing to death, so that was really scary to me.
Perhaps the most heartbreaking part of Fowler's story? Her descent into homelessness didn't catch her off guard. She saw it coming. She started in foster care at 5 years old, and before she aged out at 18, she lived in a staggering number of homes, 156 foster placements.
Sadly, I kind of knew that was going to happen because I watched a lot of former foster siblings that I had end up in the same situation. I had tried to plan, but I didn't know my family or where they were, so I didn't have no one to turn to.
The project is called Youth Count. Its goal? Nail down how many young people like Fowler are out there. Doing it for the first time in June may expose some tough truths. Caleb Bay is the vice chair of the count in Dallas and Collin counties.
We know anecdotally that a lot of times youth's housing status changes in the summer after school gets out. And so we know that from stories from youth and working with them, but we want to see if the data supports that.
Bay says sometimes young people crash with a friend during the school year. But during summer, that friend's parents may be uneasy about an unsupervised guest at the house all day. So the kid who is able to lay low from August to May might suddenly be out on the streets in June.
We want to see what it looks like, how many folks are out there, who's out there, and what agencies can do to better serve them.
This effort is designed to do more than simply count. The survey will gather information about past experiences with homelessness, race, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Bay says that helps service providers get homeless young people exactly what they need. As an example,
when we have the data to support that, we can better justify housing programs that are specifically for LGBT youth.
This youth count will focus on hotspots in Dallas and Collin counties, places that are popular hubs for the homeless. There's Deep Ellum, DART stops, and public libraries, both downtown and suburban branches. Bay warns it's easy to make assumptions.
Young people who are homeless are still young people, and they still care about fashion trends and having the latest iPhone. Not all of them can get that, but the ones who can, that's still important to them. They still have those social circles, and young people are really good at hiding their homelessness.
While getting a true count is not easy, adding counting dates in June might make the youth count the most accurate it's ever been. And while this exercise might zero in on people under 24, Bay says there's a major ripple effect.
Targeting youth homelessness is the best way to end homelessness overall.
That's something that resonates with Luanna Fowler. She's 24 now and no longer on the street. She lives with her 2-year-old daughter in an apartment she found through City Square, a nonprofit with a program that targets kids aging out of foster care. She now works there as a paid intern. When she was homeless, what she wanted most of all was guidance.
Not having no one to ask, what do I do, or where do I go, it's really confusing and scary.
The hope is the more homeless young people counted this June, the easier it will be to guide them down a safer path. Courtney Collins, KERA News.